welcome back to Activity Quest, the podcast that is packed with stuff to do. In this week's episode, Adam is off to Walthamstow Pump House Museum to check out some tube cars, a fire truck, and loads more. Plus, we've got a craft that you can do at home as well. My name's Bex, and every episode of Activity Quest starts with a fun kids presenter doing something awesome. This week, Adam's off to Walthamstow Pump House Museum.
My name's Victoria and I'm a volunteer at the Walthamstow Pump House Museum. The Walthamstow Pump House Museum is a family-friendly museum in East London. We're really great for families and anyone interested in engineering. In particular, we have a Marshall steam engine that's been here since the Victorian ages. And we also have some 1967 stock tube carriages and a Dennis fire truck. A model train room, and loads more.
I'm so glad you mentioned the steam engine, because this is like the piece de resistance, if you like, of the entire museum. Just explain for me what we're looking at here. It's huge. Like if I was, I mean, there are two giant wheels here that are taller than me. What are we looking at? It's sort of red and there's loads of brass. What is this?
It does look really impressive. The Victorians certainly didn't scrimp when it came to design. So essentially, these are the wheels that would have pumped sewage back in the day from low-lying levels of ground uphill. So back in the day, there was a situation called the Great Stink. And basically, there was too much sewage in London. It was super, super smelly. And a fantastic engineer called Joseph Bazalgette came, and he designed the sewage system that we still use today. And pumping stations, like the one in Walthamstow, were built to pump sewage, because we're in quite low-lying area, and it would pump it uphill onto the sewage network to sewage works where it would be cleaned and treated.
So this place is all about engineering,
exactly.
I suppose. And that sort of brings us on to something that I can hear next door, which is a little model train room that you and the team of volunteers have been working on for quite some time. What is it?
Welcome to our model train room, Adam. This is very much a work in progress with an extremely dedicated team of volunteers behind it who are working tirelessly to recreate the overground line, the Weaver line, which runs from London Liverpool Street to Chingford. It's actually our nearest overground line if you wanted to visit the museum. And you can see there's some old-fashioned trains, vehicles, buses. They've recreated the high street in Chingford with old-fashioned cinema and shops, and lots of detail, including Walthamstow Marshes, the World War II bunker. It's really popular with our visitors, and we always need volunteers too to help if anyone's interested in model trains.
This isn't the only train-related thing that you've got here either. There are two tube carriages at the entrance of the museum.
Yeah.
What on earth are they about? Should we go there now and have a look?
Take you. Oh, there you are. Would you mind opening up the tube? Thanks.
This looks familiar. We're in an old Victoria line train. Yeah. That you do something that I think if you did it in a normal train, you'd probably be frowned upon.
Yes.
What happens in here?
So Wednesday to Saturday evenings, we actually have a pop-up supper club on the tube, and it's called Supper Club Tube. And it's a wonderful six-course tasting menu with flavours from Latin America. And diners will enter this 1967 stock Victoria Line tube carriage, and it's completely transformed with tables, white linen tablecloths, silverware, crockery, some music, a little bar in the corner serving drinks. It's a really wonderful experience for anyone who's got a birthday or anniversary or special occasion, or just a train fan.
I think kind of the coolest thing from some of the photos that I've seen is that the seats actually become your seat, and there is a table that's kind of laid out sort of down the middle of the carriage.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you've got booths, essentially, from the 2x2s that are opposite each other. And the long section, which you'll be familiar with, it holds six on each side. There's a long trestle table down the middle, so it becomes a bit like a banqueting table.
There is also a cafe here that's open on Sundays, which smells delicious. If people are coming with kids, what is there to do? We mentioned kind of some of the stuff inside with the steam engine. What other things can kids and families kind of take part in? They can obviously grab a bite to eat.
Absolutely. The cafe's wonderful. It's run by our volunteer Moz, and she's such a lovely lady. People locally really love her. In the cafe, you'll find sandwiches, crisps and chocolate bars, a bit like a tuck shop, and obviously hot drinks, teas and coffees and juices, etc. There's a little area that you can sit and have your picnic. You're welcome to bring food as well. But we're really set up for families and kids. And we even have free arts and crafts on Sundays in the main pumping room. So you can come and we provide everything you need. There's colouring, cutting, sticking, pipe cleaners, stencils, you name it, you can go crazy.
The Walthamstow Pump House Museum is a real sort of centre for the community. We were talking about it before we hit record. And you've got something called the Tool House here. Explain for me what this is.
Certainly. So the Tool House has been going for about 6 months now, and it is in fact literally a tool house or a tool shed. We've got bandsaws, sanding machines, drills, all the tools you could think of, and they're all available for the community to use. So if anyone was working on a DIY project or what have you, they could just book some time in at the tool house and come down and use all the tools. Volunteers can be on hand to help them use them. And we also run lots of workshops as well. So we've had plastics recycling and DIY for beginners. So it's just really trying to get people into engineering, which is the backbone of the Pump House Museum, but as well lean into repairing and recycling and the environment.
And am I right in thinking there's sort of a kid equivalent-ish? You mentioned some plastic drills.
That's right. In the main pump house room, we have some toy plastic drills and toy tools and hammers. We're just really trying to encourage children and their families to get into engineering.
So maybe mum and dad can come and play in here as kids play in the main building.
Absolutely.
There's a massive emphasis on volunteering here. It is really what makes the whole thing kind of run so smoothly. And you're always looking for new volunteers?
That's absolutely right. We would love to hear from anyone in the East London area or beyond who's got some time to give. And there's so many different things that you could get involved with at the museum. So it doesn't matter if you don't know about trains or engineering. There's so many other places. We've got a gift shop. We've got a cafe. There's so many ways that people could help us out. We'd love to hear from you.
And if somebody's going to come and visit, they're going to take a look around, when can they do that?
So we're open to the public every Sunday, come rain or shine, and we open at 10:30 and we close around 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
You can find out more by searching for Walthamstow Pump House Museum. Now, for something that you can do at home.
The Walthamstow Pump House Museum is a hidden gem, preserving the industrial heritage of the local area. Today, we're bringing the magic of this historic site into your home with a crafty tribute. For this craft, you'll need a shoebox or a small box, coloured paper or craft foam, markers or paints, scissors, glue, and any miniature figures or props you'd like to include. If you're ready to embark on this nostalgic journey, gather these materials and let's begin. For the first step, step one, begin by lining the inside of the shoebox or box with coloured paper or craft foam to create the backdrop of your diorama. Choose colours that evoke the industrial atmosphere of the Pump House Museum. Step 2, use markers or paints to add details to the backdrop, such as brick walls, machinery, or historical signage. Make sure to get creative and bring the museum to life. Step 3, cut out miniature versions of the Pump House Museum's iconic features, such as pumps, engines, or even artifacts. You can do this from your coloured paper or craft foam. Let's start on step 4. Arrange the miniature elements inside the diorama, creating a scene that reflects the charm and character of the Pump House Museum. And the final step, step 5, add miniature figures or props to the diorama to complete the scene. You might include workers, visitors, or historical characters to add depth and storytelling to your creation. Well done, history enthusiasts! You've crafted your very own mini pump house diorama, capturing the essence of the Walthamstow Pump House Museum.
Thanks, Georgia. And just like that, we are done. Remember, there's loads of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to at any time. If you want some more suggestions of stuff to do, just scroll back in your podcast app and pick an episode you fancy. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. It was produced and edited by Adam Stoner. Listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say Play Fun Kids every weekday from 4 p.m. Bye.